So assessment and education.
Right.
Specifically at a place like Howard. Buckle up, because we're going to dive deep into how stories can actually completely change the game when it comes to measuring student success.
It's kind of wild how Howard University used their own story, like their history and everything, to show that assessment, it's not just, checking off boxes.
Totally. And get this, we've got Dr. Daphne Bernard, she's an associate provost at Howard, and Glenn Phillips, who used to be their director of assessment.
Yeah, they were all about this whole storytelling as assessment thing. Super interesting stuff.
And, Howard University, right?
Yeah.
But did you know their history is like super tied into how they do assessment?
Yeah, I mean, think about it. Founded back in the 1800s to give opportunities to formerly enslaved people.
Exactly.
And now, global powerhouse, something like 14,000 students.
Wow.
That legacy is like woven into everything they do, even how they figure out if students are successful,
That's powerful.
It really is. And it shows
Yeah.
how important context is, right? Like, you got to understand where an institution and its students have been to know where they're going. They actually called it looking backwards to move forward, which I thought was really cool.
Okay, so hold on. They weren't just trying to like ace some accreditation checklist then. They were trying to capture what Howard is, right?
Exactly.
But how do you even do that? How do you go from like spreadsheets and reports to stories?
Well, that's where it gets really interesting. They thought about assessment as this thing they called storying. Basically, it's about connecting all these different experiences to create a bigger, more meaningful picture of the institution.
Hold on, storying. Break that down for me. What does that even mean?
So storying, it means recognizing that everyone at Howard, faculty, staff, even the students, they all have a story. And get this, those stories, they can actually tell us a lot about how the institution works and how students learn. Like, instead of just grades and test scores, like, why? Why are those the grades, What were the students dealing with? What actually helped them succeed?
It's kind of like putting a puzzle together.
Right.
All these little pieces, these individual experiences, come together to show the big picture of student learning.
Exactly. And it's not about like piling more work on people, It's about looking at assessment differently. Like, they wanted faculty and staff to think of themselves as storytellers.
I bet that was a tough sell at first.
Well, they gave them the tools and support to share their stories. So it wasn't just like, okay, now you're all storytellers, go.
Smart. So how did they actually collect all these stories?
Glenn Phillips, remember he was the director of assessment there?
Yeah.
So he had this brilliant idea, right? Instead of asking for like just boring data, he'd be like, tell me something you're proud of. Like something they changed in how they teach or how they work with students.
Oh, I like that. Much more positive, right?
Totally. Like celebrating what's working. And you
Wow.
know what? They still got the data. It was all woven into the stories.
That's awesome. It's like instead of reading a textbook, you're hearing someone tell you about this amazing thing they discovered. Way more impactful.
Right.
Okay, but we're talking a lot about faculty and staff. What about the students?
Oh, they're huge in this. Howard knew students were key to understanding how well teaching and learning were working,
So how did they get the students involved? Did they do like a survey or something?
Get this. They did an essay contest.
No way. An essay contest? That's cool.
I know, right?
Ah.
So students had to think about how they achieved certain learning outcomes. But here's the thing.
It wasn't just classroom stuff.
Nope. They had to think about all the places they were learning, like even dorms, internships, just hanging out, talking with friends,
Well, that's really seeing the bigger picture of learning, right?
Totally.
Yeah.
And those essays, man, they showed what it was really like to be a student there. Not just what they learned, but like how and who they learned from, even where they had those aha moments.
I bet that was so valuable for the faculty to read. It's easy to forget we don't have all the answers sometimes.
Yeah, you got to listen to the students. Dr. Bernard called it being story takers, which I thought was cool. Like, we have this opportunity, right, as educators to hear these stories and really take them to heart.
And use them to make things better, right? Like for teaching, policies, even just how we talk to students.
Exactly. So we've talked about a lot, right? Storying, hearing from students, all that. But how can our listeners actually use this stuff? They're out there trying to make assessment better.
Right. It can't just be a nice idea.
Right. So, like, one thing, it sounds simple, but it's powerful. What if we stopped saying assessment reports and started saying stories of student learning?
Whoa. Yeah. That changes things.
Right. It's more human, less scary. And I think it could make people way more engaged. They'll think differently, which can make teaching and learning more effective for everybody.
Love that. So to wrap up this deep dive, think about this. Who are your story takers? And how can you make sharing these stories and learning from them better for everyone? No matter where you are with assessment, that's something to think about.
Yeah, well said. We can go from just measuring how much students are learning to really getting it, you know? Understanding and appreciating their experiences, storytelling can get us there.